The two large circular horns you see here were developed in the 17th century for the parforce hunt, which is a deer hunt on horseback with dogs. The longer and narrower the tube, the more notes can be played. On the horn by Jakob Schmidt, number 1, R.J. Kelly plays the beginning of the Hubertus Fanfare, a 17th century horn tune named for St. Hubertus, patron saint of hunters. Parforce hunters blew loud, raucous blasts on their instruments so they could be heard in the open air over long distances. Now you'll hear the complete Hubertus fanfare on the horn labeled number 2 in this case. It sounds 2 tones below the earlier hunting horn you heard. This, the different pitch, and the differences in the width of tube and bell influence the timbre. You may have noticed that one note did not properly fit the tonal system of classical music. It wasn't until 1700 that hunting horns were introduced into orchestral music. The horns were then technically modified, becoming orchestral horns, and musicians adjusted to a different and much more refined way of playing.